brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got a jam-packed interview, and I'm very honored that Ventura chose our show in the first day of his kickoff and promotion of the new book that I think is his best, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. We're going to be going over some of these documents in the next hour. We're going to learn here today, is the TV show coming back with another hit season on True TV? ABC News has the headline, Vice President Ventura, talking about maybe a run with Ron Paul. He'll clarify that. The TSA was in Fox News last week saying they're going to try to overthrow his lawsuit. But there's dozens and dozens of others that have been filed, nine states moving to pass laws. One's already done it. In Alaska to say, no, you can't stick your hands down people's pants. We're going to discuss it all with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, multi-time New York Times best-selling author, back from a few months of cogitating and surfing in the Baja of Mexico. Good to have you here, Governor.
Hi, Alex. Always great to talk to you, and I wish you could see my beautiful suntan.
Oh, man, I am so envious of you.
I flew into New York last week, and I did, started kicking off the book tour, and I'm really excited about this book, and I want everyone to understand that every document in this book is out in the public domain. You know, there's nothing that we did illegally to gain documents, and in fact, in the epilogue of the book, readers can go to many of the sources if they are intrigued and they want to learn more and do their own research. We give you a complete list of where to go on the internet. And Alex, I might add, guess what I have now, believe it or not?
What?
I know this is going to shock you. I now have an official Jesse Ventura website.
Awesome. Tell us about it.
Well, my son Tyrell, he's the computer guy, so he's running it, but it's simple. It's called weaintgottimetobleed.com.
Weaintgottimetobleed.com.
Yep, that's the official Jesse Ventura website. So all the other ones are baloney. This is the one that I will actually participate in and all that on the web. So it is weaintgottimetobleed.com.
Well, it's a good-looking site. We've got it up on the front page right now to the video viewers, not just the radio listeners. We'll put a link on Infowars.com. And it's a great design. And I see letters to the ruling class. You've got an article there on the front page.
Well, maybe so. I haven't seen it myself. I've been too busy traveling. So that I give credit to my son.
Well, Ty's a great guy and has done a great job on the TV show. And we've gotten to be good friends and talk routinely. He's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's got a new movie he just finished that's going to be coming out soon.
Yeah, I guess so. He's working, and I like the idea that he's not, that I don't have to support him too much anymore.
Well,
like all parents do for their children, you know, you got to carry them a little bit on your back till they get their feet on the ground.
Well, he did a great job on the two seasons of the show, man. I'm really impressed with his work.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get down to business here.
Absolutely. This is always a short segment at the first. We're coming back in a long segment. What do you want to get into first? Because I want to get into the book at the bottom of the hour, so we focus on that in one big chunk, going through some of the 63 documents.
You lead, Alex. I'll follow.
Well, okay, then we come back. Let's get into Vice President Ventura. This is ABC News. You can fill us in. We're about to go to break, but reading part of ABC News. He's been a Navy SEAL, pro wrestler, author, governor of Minnesota, and even appeared on a soap opera. So is running for vice president the next thing on Ventura's to-do list? And this is the quote. I will tell you this. If Ron Paul runs as an independent, I will give great consideration to being his running mate. He told Good Morning America, Ventura dedicated his book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Representative Ron Paul calling him the only federally elected official who will stand up for the American people on the congressional floor. But the former governor said he would not join the ticket if Paul runs as a Republican. Never. I will not be a Democrat or Republican. They are the problem, not the solution. We need to abolish political parties in this country, Ventura said. What about Representative Bachman? Well, we'll tell you what he said about her as well. We'll get it directly from Jesse Ventura, live and uncensored, on the other side.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this happens a lot. We tend to crash people's websites, even if they're on huge servers, but we're going to hopefully do that here today. We ain't got time to bleed.com is Jesse Ventura's new maiden website, full of inside scoop and his views on the world. I'm looking at the homepage right now on prisonplanet.tv. It's got dossier, appearances, declassified vault, outpost. He's got letters to the ruling class right up there on the front page. The new book that just officially came out today is already making its way to the top of Amazon and the top of the New York Times bestseller list. If you want to support Infowars.com, we have the book discounted out of the gates, available at Infowars.com. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. And I've loved all his books, and I've read them all. From Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, to his latest book. But I got to tell you, this book is his most powerful, and it's a coffee table page turner. It's something to give somebody because it's all 63 documents that are public, that are declassified, that are admitted, but a lot of them nobody knows about. It's got the big ones like Northwoods and Paperclip, but it's got the others. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to walk through some of what Jesse thinks are the top 10 or so in the book, available at Infowars.com or the website weaintgottimetobleed.com. And he's here for just a week doing a limited tour, and then he's back to Mexico. We're going to talk about, will he run with Ron Paul for president? What's his view on his suit against the TSA and mounting resistance to it? We've got a host of things. Here's his TV show coming back. I've got the inside scoop here, but he'll give it to you live on air for everybody out there. But before we go there, Governor, again, just want to welcome you to the airwaves and glad you're back in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be back, if only temporarily. And you know, but I need to get back to Mexico quick because I'm losing my suntan.
I want to just run through a grab bag of laundry list of things before we get into the really big issues. You were telling me during the break you didn't know about Libya for a week. You didn't know about the earthquake for a week. Tell us what it's like down in Mexico and then your view on Libya, your view on the earthquake and the ongoing radioactive fallout.
Well, what people need to understand, when I go to Mexico, I spend 4 months down there. I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. My house is completely solar. And I don't watch TV, and I call it flushing my brain out. I go down there, and I live a life where I only pay attention to what's within eyesight of me. And it's kind of nice, you know, I'm 59 years old now, and it's kind of nice to do that every year because it kind of reinvigorates you. As you'll see, I'm reinvigorated right now, and when I permanently do come back to the U.S. in May, I'll be ready to roll even more. But I'm getting old now, so I got to take those breaks and go out on the water occasionally and enjoy the ocean and everything like it down there. And I really, in fact, I'll tell you this, Alex, my wife and I were considering applying for Mexican citizenship.
Really?
Yeah, now, and that doesn't mean I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. You can have dual citizenship. But it would make, since I go down there so often, it would make life a lot easier crossing the border both ways if you're a citizen of both countries.
Well, it's obviously a beautiful country. I've been all over it. But it is, in many cases, a failed state. I've read the area you're in is a lot safer than other areas. But are you ever concerned about the country completely collapsing into bedlam? Oh, see, the governor of the Baja.
Or maybe president of Mexico.
Are you serious? I think they'd love you down there.
I say that tongue in cheek, you know. You got to remember, I'm still just a big old gringo to those people down there, and I'm sure they would elect someone who was probably born and raised there.
Well, expanding on that, you've been outspoken about this, and all the experts that look at it agree. If they decriminalize drugs, the destabilization of Mexico would end overnight, but they don't want to decriminalize them because it just came out in Bloomberg, $376 billion in drug money laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo.
Really? No kidding. Well, you know, if you tie it in to what happened in Afghanistan, when we went in, you know, when the Taliban went into Afghanistan, they shut down all the poppy growers and the drug lords over there, and, you know, all that money gets channeled right through, laundered right through the international banks, and maybe that played a major role in the, you know, the bank downturn and the bailout that we had to do here in the United States because they weren't getting their illegal drug money. And, of course, now that the U.S. is back in there and our allies seem to be the drug dealers of Afghanistan, I guess the poppy business is up and running good again and the banks are getting solvent again.
And your book does get into some of that as well, the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Looking at the Libya situation, it turns out that Al-Qaeda, according to even the Washington Post, is the core of the rebels now being armed by the West, just like they armed them against the Serbs, just like the West armed them against the Russians.
Wait, Alex. If Al-Qaeda is on the side of the rebels in Libya, why are we fighting them in Afghanistan then?
Absolutely, Governor. What's your view?
I'm confused over that. I mean, that's ridiculous. I thought they were our enemy.
Well, it's like 1984. One day we're at war with them, the next day we aren't. But, yeah, we're fighting them in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, and the rebel leader even admits that he sent Al-Qaeda to Iraq to, quote, kill U.S. soldiers. That was the headline last week. But now he's our gallant little ally. What do you think's happening in Libya? Maybe the trillions in oil?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to do with oil. You know, if you look at what we enter into, and I made this statement too, I said, unfortunately, young men and women that join our military today, they're not really defending us. What they are, they're the strong arm for big multinational corporations. And it's been going on for years and years. If you read the memoirs of General Smedley Butler, the two-time The Marine Corps essentially worked for the United Fruit Corporation, and when Central and South American companies wouldn't cooperate, they sent in the Marines. So, you know, it hurts me and pains me to say that, being a United States veteran, that, you know, it seems that our military doesn't really work for us. They work for whatever the corporations want them to do.
Well, that's four wars now, and on the Ivory Coast, the rebels admittedly have killed 1,000 innocent people, so the French have now invaded on the west coast of Africa to back up the rebels overthrowing the government. This looks like the start of an invasion of the African continent to me.
I don't know. You know, they're obviously, you know, they know things that they're certainly not letting us know, and I suppose we'll have to go on another document search to try to figure out what exactly they are doing. You know what I found unbelievable doing this book, Alex? Do you know how many documents the United States government last year classified top secret?
I know it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands.
Try 16 million.
Whoa.
I mean, that's got to be every document the government puts out. 16 million documents were classified top secret.
Well, you notice that Obama promised to have the most transparent government ever, and now he's had more secret meetings at the White House, classified more stuff than even Bush.
I'll tell you what else he's doing that is actually worse than Bush, too. He's being harsher on whistleblowers than Bush is. Eric Holder is way more harsh on whistleblowers than even the Bush administration was.
And they're continuing the torture, the secret arrest. He just reauthorized the Patriot Act.
Oh, that is unbelievable. I mean, we cover that in the intro of my book. This thing violates our Constitution in a half a dozen places. And yet, why does our country, and where's our Supreme Court here? You know, our country was set up, the forefathers, so that a president and a Congress cannot simply pass a law and have it supersede the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You've got to go through hoops. You've got to change the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that itself requires ratification by two-thirds of the states. None of this is being done. They're violating our Constitution so bad, they ought to go to jail.
Well, I agree with you. In fact, we saw Obama not even consult Congress 3 weeks ago when they got the United Nations resolution for the bombardment, the so-called no-fly zone. And we know U.S. and British special forces have been in there the whole time. Since when does the president not even consult Congress? Before, at least Bush would get some type of authorization of force.
Well, you know, but even that they do after the fact. You know, they passed that law way back in the 70s, and they're violating the hell out of it. Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, when I'm in Mexico, I don't even call us the United States of America anymore. Do you know what I refer to us as? The fascist states of America. Everybody in this country thinks we're going socialist. No, we're not. We're fascist. Because the basic definition of fascism is when corporations and organized religion team up to control the government.
Well, you're absolutely on target there. And I've noticed how they're making it all about cutting unions and cutting spending, which is great. But all the economists I've interviewed have pointed out the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. If we don't say no to Wall Street's trillions of debt they've created that they've gotten government to sign on to and bail out, then there's no way. We could cut everything, and it wouldn't even pay for a fraction of the debt that we've been signed on to.
Well, I get a laugh out of it that you got all these Republican and these new governors out there that are literally destroying the unions, the public unions and all that stuff, and laying the financial blame on them. What, because some union asked for a dollar more an hour? Give me a break. And yet nobody on Wall Street has gone to prison over this mess, and yet they're going to now shift the blame and try to make the public believe it's unions that are at fault.
Exactly, and we've got a leg chopped off, and the media is focusing in on a hangnail.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. They're focusing in on a hangnail, and we got our leg chopped off. A good way to say it.
Well, but you're absolutely right, Governor, that this is a bait and switch. I'm not even saying that these unions, some of them aren't, you know, a little bit entitled.
Well, of course. You know, you got to understand, unions can get overbearing, too. But I'll tell you what, if you want to destroy the middle class, destroy the unions.
And they've done that, and the middle class is falling apart, and now the unions are basically just Democratic Party attack dogs to collect dues for them.
Exactly, and they're not even honest, because I can give you a complete example on that end. When I ran for governor of Minnesota, May Shunk, my lieutenant governor, and I were the only two vested union members in the race, and we didn't get one union endorsement.
Yeah, the unions...
So I went right to the Democrats.
The unions were taken over from within a long time ago. Governor Ventura, let's get into...
Let me add, not the union itself, just the union leadership. Because I went to one union meeting with a rank and file, voted I was there to endorse me, and yet their leadership threw that out, and the endorsement went to Skip Humphrey.
So they've taken over the full spectrum of the Republicans and Democrats and all these major institutions that were set up to serve the people in our interest. Now we've got special interest. Let's talk about your Good Morning America interview where you kicked off your tour this morning. The headline is Vice President Ventura. Clarify your position. I know Ron Paul's going to see this or hear this later. Many other congressmen are actually tuning in right now because they've told me they listen at lunch at the Capitol. Tell your message to Ron Paul dealing with the fact that you're willing to run as his vice president. Governor Jesse Ventura, of course, host of the hit investigative show Conspiracy Theory. Ron Paul's view, and I've talked about this on air and off air privately with him, he's obviously a libertarian, ran as a libertarian in the late 80s, only got a fraction of the vote. His view is use the Republican Party apparatus, the fundraising engine, the fact that they're already in all 50 states, that they have the boots on the ground, that he thinks the best chance to win is through that system. He certainly doesn't like the two parties. He decries the two parties.
Alex, he won't get the Republican nomination. He has to understand that. The Republicans are not going to put Ron Paul up as their presidential nominee.
I think you're right at a certain point, because even Ronald Reagan was too conservative in 1980, and it was on record that they ordered him. They said, we don't care if you won. We're not going to nominate you, even though you've been winning in these states, unless you put George Herbert Walker Bush, Mr. CIA, in there, who really became the shadow president.
Exactly. And that's my point. You know, all due respect to Ron Paul, but I don't believe the Republicans would, no matter how many of these he wins, he's too much of a rogue. He is not bought and sold by corporate, by the multinational corporations, plus the biggest thing of all. He calls for an audit of the Federal Reserve. You think the Republican or Democratic parties are going to stand for a candidate that demands an audit of the Federal Reserve?
Well, not in the past, but he did get it passed in the House. They use a procedural to block it in the Senate. His son, Rand, who we've interviewed many times, has now been traveling to Iowa and places. Looks like he may be getting ready for a run. But here's the headline. Paul bid wouldn't get snub this time. That's out of a big syndicated column and papers all over the country, also in the Register. We've got a lot of reports here. Obama has now announced, obviously, that he's going to be running again. Speaking of Obama, I mean, isn't this somebody who should be impeached for reauthorizing the Patriot Act, expanding the wars, breaking all of his promises? I mean, so many Democrats who are still supporting him, the Democratic Party, they ought to apologize now, because if they criticize Bush, who needed to be criticized, now they're discredited.
Well, I agree with you, but the point is, if you're going to impeach Obama, you should have impeached Bush and Cheney.
Yes.
You know, absolutely, because they're the ones that set the table for all this stuff. They destroyed the economy. They put us in both the wars. They originated the Patriot Act, which is so outrageous. I cover that in my book, how many places it totally violates our Bill of Rights. You know, and so, you know, to me, it's a case of, they won't impeach anybody. Are you kidding me? If they didn't impeach Bush and Cheney, they're certainly not going to impeach Obama.
But you would support a impeachment hearings in the House?
Not really, because who do you get then? You get Biden.
Oh, he's really bad, yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, you know. You know, you could hurt yourself by doing that.
Well, you still got to bring him to justice.
To me, let's impeach these guys by voting them out of office next election, both Democrats and Republicans. That's the way to impeach them. Don't vote for them.
Governor, looking now at the TSA situation, I have the report here, ABC News. Feds want Ventura's suit against TSA thrown out, but they've got a problem. At least 9 states passing laws or preparing to pass laws saying it's illegal, that a peace officer can't stick their hand down your pants. How can some minimum wage goon do it? Break down your view on the building resistance to the TSA, and I just want to thank you as well for putting yourself out on the field yet again with this lawsuit.
Well, you know, that's what I'm doing. I want a ruling from a federal judge. They want it thrown out. Well, that's fine and dandy. That's what they have the right to do. But if the judge throws it out, that will be a clear sign to all of the American people that the Constitution and Bill of Rights are meaningless now. Because of the fact, Alex, I don't want to sound, I don't know what to say, but this suit only involves me. It is not a class action suit or anything of the sort, because the Bill of Rights are our rights for each one of us as individuals. And what my suit is, in essence, is I'm suing them on the Fourth Amendment, which is reasonable search and seizure. I'm stating that it is not reasonable to believe that Governor Jesse Ventura, a former governor, a former mayor, a 6-year Navy veteran, honorably discharged, and I've been flying for over 30 years, that I pose any type of threat. I'm not asking for money or any such damages. All I'm asking them to do is stop. Stop searching me. Because in my case, well, you've seen it, Alex. We were in the airport together in Atlanta. I have metal in my body. So when I go through the metal detector, I could go through it naked and it's going to go off, which then subjects me to the sexual groping or the x-ray machine. Well, this summer I'm doing my TV show. I'm traveling, flying 3-4 times a week. They cannot tell me that they have definitive proof that going into that x-ray machine 4 times a week for 6 months would not have negative effects
Governor, stay there. We got to go to break. Let's come back and finish up with that, with the TSA. Then get into the book and a lot more. Infowars.com, folks. We're interviewing former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. We'll talk about the TV show as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the book by New York Times bestselling author Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. We're going to segue into the book, which, again, I'm not just typing this. This is the book to give somebody to wake them up, because it's 63 documents, and it's like eating popcorn. You want to go to the next one, the next one, the next one, and you just learn more and more, and there's the 100% proof. This is not speculation. The book is available at Infowars.com, discounted out of the gates, or call 888-253-3139. You can also get Mark Dice's new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, with it. When you get the two books together, you can get one of my films free, whichever film you choose, at Infowars.com. Now, getting into the TSA, think about it, folks. Now they're announcing all from Tennessee to New York, National Guard, TSA, Viper teams, federal marshals, bus stations, highways, train stations, sticking their hands down pants there. That's all over the news. 9,000 locations, Mall of America, Walmarts, putting in big telescreens. And we've now got footage. We've now shot footage of these going in, saying, watch your neighbors, don't trust people. That's directly out of 1984, when I watched the mid-'80s film, written by Stephen King that's so powerful, The Running Man with Jesse Ventura and Schwarzenegger. When they're creeping around in the city, Schwarzenegger is trying to, you know, hide out from Ventura. You see big billboards saying, hey, kids, October is bonus recruitment month. Report a family member and get a double bonus. This is directly out of 1984, and now they've set the precedent to stick their hands down your pants. They've done it to Ron Paul. They say that he's been groped. They've grabbed his genitals. We've had guests on where they go in the pants, and they admit this. And I've had district attorneys, the one from San Francisco, on saying he's got officers in there. If he sees them doing it, he's going to prosecute them, because a cop can't pull you over and stick their hands down your pants unless it's an emergency. How does the TS – so, Governor, I want to finish up with your lawsuit, but then I want to ask you, what do you think of the expansion to TSA on the streets, where you pull up to a checkpoint and they want to now drive you under radiation machines? And they admit that they haven't calibrated the machines, and it's many times more radiation than they'd first said. Governor, breaking down your lawsuit.
Well, again, Alex, the other thing that's interesting about my lawsuit, and again, it's only for me, you know, and I'm stating that it is, I pose no threat, and therefore they're violating my Fourth Amendment. But here's what's interesting. Certain members of our elected people, and I'm not talking the president here because he's got his own plane, but certain members of our elected, they don't have to submit to this. The Speaker of the House does not have to submit to what you and I have to. Now, I challenge, and I don't know for sure, maybe you can help me, but I know Nancy Pelosi never served in the military. I don't think Boehner did either, did he?
No.
Okay, how are they more patriotic than me when I gave 6 years of my life to the United States Navy? Those two have never given their life, put their life on the line in the military yet. They aren't subjected to these searches, but Jesse Ventura is.
Well, Governor, you're absolutely right, but more than just the fact that Pelosi and Obama, they're now...
Boehner.
Absolutely, Boehner, and as many as 50 members of the House and Senate are now exempt. They've been videotaped, just being waved around security. Here's my question. Is this not bona fide two-tier class system where they are exempt from their own bureaucracy that they're foisting on us, Governor?
Initially, I was going to sue under the Federal Disabilities Act, right? Because
yes,
of the metal in my body, I'm disabled. And that says they're to accommodate my disability. Well, what's happening is they're exploiting my disability. Get this. 1 week later, my attorney calls me back and says, we can't sue under the American Disabilities Act. And I said, why not? He goes, it doesn't apply to the federal government.
Unbelievable.
And I said, what? I said, how can they pass laws that apply to all of us in the private sector and they don't have to abide by the very laws they pass? My attorney laughed and said, oh, there's quite a few laws like that. I said, I'm outraged over that. We need to pass a law that says they can't do that. That any law they pass for us, the citizens, the government likewise has to abide by it.
Well, here's an example of that. Obama has now handed out thousands of waivers to McDonald's and their hundreds of thousands of employees alone, but to thousands of companies that are campaign donors, they get a waiver and don't have to buy health insurance, but your hamburger place or your restaurant next door, you've got to buy the insurance. That's a true form of economic discrimination here, where the imperial federal government hands out favors to those that basically bribe them.
It's horrible. It's horrible, Alex. And like I said, I would love to get on TV with John Boehner and ask him point blank, how are you more patriotic than me?
Well,
and let me add this. When I won mayor, Alex, and when I won governor, you then acquired the title honorable. Well, an honorable person should not have to be searched, should they?
Well, as American citizens under the Fourth Amendment, we all are honorable and innocent until proven guilty. But now 99% of us are guilty until proven innocent. But if you're a big shot currently in government, you're then exempt. I mean, that's classical tyranny.
Yeah, and the thing that why most people aren't perturbed I have, and you have metal in your body, you're now discriminated against because you had to go get surgery so you could survive.
Well, what about the guy with the urine bag that they pulled off his body, his medical prosthesis? What about, I've seen it, I would imagine you fly a lot, you've seen it, where old ladies that can't walk are made to get up out of their wheelchairs?
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It's utterly, and you know what's interesting, Alex? Who if they caught? You know if they caught someone, it would be headlines.
Well, you know they got the underwear bomber. The U.S. government ordered him to be allowed on the plane.
Yeah, exactly. And who if they caught? Nobody. Nobody. I mean, do they really think the terrorists are going to attack us in the identical same way? I mean, when I was in SEAL Team, we were trained never to do anything alike. You know, when you go in one way, you come out another way if you can. Like in the daytime, if you run ops at night, you always test fire your weapons every day. That way you're not setting any pattern. If you only test fire your weapons on the day you're going out on an op, well, that becomes easy to predict then. So you test fire your weapons every day. That way you don't set patterns. And do they really believe that terrorists are so stupid they try the same thing again? If indeed the terrorists actually did it.
Well, Governor, does this not set the precedent, though, that they can put federal forces on highways, at bus terminals, at train stations, at airports, under this omnipresent threat? And then we learn that Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News headline in October, the number two in al-Qaeda, meeting secretly at the Pentagon while he is on the wanted list. Did you see that report?
No, I did not. Not at all.
If guys put that Anwar al-Awlaki dined secretly at the Pentagon report up, and that got leaked, and they confirmed it was real. I mean, Governor, you've talked about 9/11, the explosives clearly in the towers, all the evidence of that. I mean, more and more, 9/11 is the pretext to destroy our liberties.
And you know what's interesting? Now we can segue to the book a little here, Alex. We print the NIST report on Building 7, where they admit it. They admit Building 7 was demoed. You know how they admit it? They said that it went into total freefall for this many seconds. Well, then it had to be demoed because otherwise they're defying Newton's law of gravity, physics. The only way a building like that can go into total freefall, which it says in the NIST report, is to have all resistance removed. And the only way you can remove the resistance is through demolition.
Well, you're absolutely right, and for 8 years they tried to say that there was no free fall until the videos forced them to prove fact that it did fall.
They could prove it. They could put it on the stopwatch. The building fell as fast as I would jump out of an airplane in free fall, and the stopwatch will tell you that because you can calculate it simply by, you know, the amount of seconds that the building fell and how many feet it falls. It's just simple mathematics.
And we did the timing for 8+ years, and they said we were conspiracy theorists. But later, when they were confronted with it, they had to admit, yes, it fell. It's free fall. And every demolition expert out there, including yourself in the underwater demolition team, will tell you that you would have an asymmetrical collapse if it was caused by fire, and that itself had never happened until 9/11.
Exactly. So, you know, here's the government's documents admitting the building, in my opinion, was demoed. And then, of course, we also, we go into 9/11, I devote an entire chapter. Of course, we go into the, which something I'm sure you're well aware of, the Pentagon stand down order.
I want to talk about that in a moment. Let me just read some of the 63 documents that are in this book and that are broken down. I mean, you talk about a well-written book. I mean, this thing 100% proves just how criminal these shadowy organizations that Fletcher Prouty wrote about and just how out of control and hubris-filled they are. You have our scandalous post-war history. That's 11 of the documents. Government, military, and corporate secrets. That's another 15 documents or so. Shady White House, another 10 documents. You've got Part 4, 9-11, a think tank anticipation of 9-11, FBI knowledge of terrorist training at flight schools, Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S., Bush told, lied about it, the Pentagon stand-down order, the free fall Building 7, evidence for insider stock trading, the FBI's briefing on trading and the 9-11 commission. Then you go into the war on terror and another 13 documents there and then an epilogue. I mean, Jesse, I've never, and I'm not just saying this because I didn't say this about your other books and they were excellent, I've never seen a book this jam-packed, busting at the seams. One of these points discredits this shadow government COG system. You've got 63 of them, and the way you put them together, everybody has got to get this book and give it to doubting Thomases that they know. I mean, Jesse, you have engaged in a quantum leap with this book. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever put something together like this.
Well, you know, I'm very proud of it. You know, Dick Russell and I worked extremely hard, and really Dick deserves the great credit on the research because, Alex, I don't have the patience. You know me. I'm not going to sit down with the patience to research all this. So my partner, Dick Russell, that's why we're a great team. Dick is phenomenal at doing this research. He finds the documents, then he presents them to me, and, of course, I get shocked when I read the documents, and then, of course, the book is me commenting and writing about the documents. But as I said, every document is reprinted in this book, so the reader doesn't have to take my opinion for it. The reader can actually read the documents themselves.
This should be required reading in every high school, every university, every police chief, anyone who's ever been in denial. The way it's so well written, the way it's so well blurbed and factoided on each piece, starting at page 38, you've got Operation Northwoods, or actually Document 38, and then you turn the page. That's the U.S. government plan to stage 9/11 style attacks. Then, once you've read that document, you get to something that we first found and dug out in 2004 and put in my film Martial Law. You have the stand down order to Cheney. Given over to Rumsfeld to change NORAD's preparation to shoot down errant aircraft. You were trying to get to that, Governor. Break it down.
Well, what it is simple. On June 1st of 2001, up until that point, all air defense was left up to the base commanders, that if the FAA called them and said, we have a problem in the air, the base commander could make the call and scramble the jets. Well, on an executive order from George Bush on June of 2001 rescinded that order, and it stated that no planes could be scrambled up in the air without approval of the Department of Defense, the DOD. So in essence, then, you would have a stand down simply by Donald Rumsfeld not answering the phone. Well, if you go to the records of 9/11, for a couple of hours, no one could locate Rumsfeld.
And Cheney was hiding out in the bunker and lied and said he got there 45 minutes later than he had. But Norman Panetta, the head of transportation, confirmed in five separate interviews and before Congress that Cheney was lying about being in there and saying the order still stood to basically not shoot down Flight 77 coming into the Pentagon. And here is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff order for the stand down. From June 1st, issued under the vice president's orders through Rumsfeld, and then right after 9/11, they rescinded their previous order and went back to the old shoot-down directive where the generals didn't have to get authorization before they shot down an errant aircraft, and they were begging that day, let us shoot them down. But they wouldn't give them the order.
Well, you know, what can you say? It's as clear as the nose on your face, and, you know, and like I said, for those that doubt, read it yourself. You know, you can read the orders yourself, and you'll see what happened. And, you know, the other thing that really, the document that really bothered me too, Alex, is the first one. The CIA secret assassination manual. Now, assassination is just a nice word for first-degree murder. Because it's pre-planned and it's generally politically inclined. Now, how can our government have a manual, a printed manual, on how to commit first-degree murder when, as far as I know, murder is illegal in every country in the world? And yet we have a manual. And wait till you read this. thing, all your viewers out there, if they read it. I mean, it tells, you know, what type of person they'll recruit to do the murders, how, what his mindset should be. One of the ones you almost laugh at it. Like they say, throwing people off of buildings or high places is excellent because there's so much plausible denial.
Now, look, I tend to think I know it all, but the older I get, I know how much I don't know. Reading your book, we got it 3 weeks ago, but couldn't start shipping it until this week. I couldn't put it down. I ended up staying up till about 3 in the morning, started at about 9 at night, wasn't done till 3 in the morning, reading the whole book, and there were a lot of documents that I'd never seen. I went and looked them up on the National Archives, and there they were, declassified. This is a literal Rosetta Stone to understand the criminal pathology of this Anglo-American secret team rogue network group that Fletcher Prouty wrote about. And talking to you 4 or 5 months ago, the last time you were on, Governor, you talked about Prouty and his view into the world. And I see a lot of Prouty's understanding overall, almost like his spirit is hanging over this book.
Well, I hope so, because to me, Fletcher Prouty, Colonel Prouty, was a great American. You know, he served his country honorably, and he saw what things were wrong, and he wasn't afraid to come out and write about them, even though his one book, The Secret Team, back in 72, when he initially printed that one, it was censored. Every time they do a printing, the U.S. government would buy up every copy.
63 documents in full with all of the supporting documentation. Very well written. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read at InfoWars.com. Get it out to everybody. Unlock minds.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com. Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
You know, I'd forgotten to bring up, how is he doing his book tour if he won't fly on commercial planes? And the governor said, hey, final segment, you got to have me, you know, tell folks about this. He's a man of his word. How is he going to do the TV show this season? So let me segue with that. How are you getting around the country if you're not flying and going through the Gestapo blockade? And is the TV show coming back for another hit season?
Well, first of all, I'm getting around the country because I informed my publishers, of course, of the lawsuit. They're well aware of it. So I cannot get on a commercial airliner, because if I get on a commercial airliner, it'll pretty much null and void my lawsuit. So I cannot fly, so I am actually flying in a private jet. Because if you fly in a private jet, you know, all the rich people, they don't have to be subjected to any of the normal stuff at the airport. In a private jet, you go through nothing whatsoever to check you.
Well, it's like Rosa Parks. She said, I'm not sitting at the back of the bus. You're saying you're not going to stick your hands in my pants or grab my, Johnson. I mean, that makes perfect sense. This is bigger than Rosa Parks having to sit at the back of the bus.
Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to stand for it. And, you know, Alex, for those out there, and I know they're probably not many of your listeners, but many people attack me over this book, like insinuating I'm somehow a traitor, you know, for exposing government documents. I had a few of these radio guys subtly accuse me of that. Let me read a quote from Patrick Henry. And we all know Patrick Henry's most famous quote was, give me liberty or give me death. But here's another quote from Patrick Henry, so I'm in good company. Patrick Henry, quote, the liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them.
And your book exposes that and is a major torpedo at that lie. In closing here, though, just to be sure, because you were telling me privately, it's probably coming back. When will we know if the third season's back?
Well, on the TV show, they're right on the verge. I'll tell you, they called and said, what new conspiracies do you have? And Ty and them sent them about 25 or whatever, and they sent back the 8 that they want to do, but they have not officially picked it up yet. You know, and I know, having worked in Hollywood, you never believe anything's going to happen until it actually does. Everything is looking positive for a third season, but you never know until they officially pick it up.
Well, I hope they do, because I love the original work you're doing and consulting and also getting to hang out with you. You're such a great patriot. Jesse Ventura, always wonderful having you on. Last question. We only got a minute and a half left.
By the way, Alex, I haven't chewed on no cigars since I got rid of that damn box you bought me.
Well, you did it first by buying me those cigars. Those are some good ones, though. You recommended those. That's now my favorite cigar.
Oh, it is. It's the Ashton Cabinet VSG. It's the best cigar on the planet.
All right. In the minute and a half we got left, would you consider running as a third-party person with somebody like Ralph Nader or someone else you admire?
I don't know. Right now, Ron Paul is the best I know, because Ron Paul has the knowledge. Ron Paul thinks a great deal like me. And Ron Paul, let's face it, he has the popularity. You know, if Ron and I are to run together, you got to have two people that have great, great popularity. And I think we could make a dynamic duo.
Well, you're absolutely right. That is a match made in victory. What about Donald Trump? He looks like he's going to run. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, big deal. Donald Trump ain't going to run. I know Donald. Donald rattled his sword 10, 12 years ago about running. Donald is a glutton for publicity, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he rattles his sword around all the time that he's going to run. I will be astounded if Donald Trump literally runs. I think he'll rattle his sword around. He'll get a ton of publicity. He gets to go on all the TV shows and stuff, but I think when push comes to shove, he will not run.
Governor, so you're saying to Ron Paul, you're waiting to get that phone call.
I just said I'd give it great consideration.
All right, Governor Ventura, we look forward to talking to you again in May or June. God bless you, and be safe on your tour.
Okay, you too.
You are listening to GCN Today.